This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. I hope you had a great weekend, and we begin another week. I'm sure it'll be a newsworthy week. I've got a couple of things to focus on here today during the course of this hour. One is the tariff issue on foreign goods. And it's really interesting to look at both sides of the story. One thing I like, I don't know if the word is like, one thing I respect about this is those who are for the tariffs make a lot of sense, and those who are against the tariffs make a lot of sense. It is a legitimate disagreement. But let me start out on what I think is a funny note. It's always difficult to tell because you don't get, and the laughs aren't, excuse me, they're not for me, by the way. You don't know if you're getting laughs on radio, but it doesn't matter because these aren't my jokes. Every year I really, really enjoy the Gridiron Club get together, the annual dinner at the Gridiron Club. You know, where the media comes and they roast the president, and Trump was there. Was it last year or something, or the year before? And he was really made fun of. I mean, Obama's very good at it, too. I mean, very, very funny. George W. Bush was self-deprecating based upon his image, which was stupidity. He is far from stupid, George W. Bush. And these people are all of them, when they get into this role, are very good. Like, what was Obama saying the other day? Was it the Gridiron speech? I can't remember what he said. He ended it by saying, "And I'm proud to be here after growing up in my country that I was born in Kenya." You know, all tongue in cheek, but it's a little bit of a break from the tensions that are going on. And excuse me, I didn't even get to see the video, maybe one or two things. I just didn't get to see the video of the Gridiron dinner. That's one of my big plans today, and an important day, right? So Trump comes on, and he begins by saying, "Nobody does self-deprecating humor better than I do." He skipped last year's event. He also said, "I was very excited to receive this invitation and ruin your evening in person. That's why I accepted." Every president since 1885 has attended 133 years, except President Grover Cleveland, who refused to attend. So it's a great affair, and I don't blame Trump going from last year to last year's after the really over-the-board insults. But I'm really happy he went this year. And evidently was a huge success. There were 600-700 journalists, lawmakers, administration officials. You know, everybody who's anybody is there. So that explains why I wasn't there. But It's a mix of laughter and theatrical takedowns of Clinton and Obama. So here's a couple of things that Trump said. And I'm not going to do an imitation of him. I'm just going to read the jokes. On his son-in-law. "We were late tonight because Jared could not get through security." On Vice President Mike Pence, "He's one of the best straight men you're ever going to meet. He is straight. Man." Trump also said, "I really am proud to call him the apprentice." And Attorney General Jeff Sessions, "I offered him a ride over and he recused himself. What are you going to do?" On the New York Times, Trump really loves, as you know, "I'm a New York icon. You're a New York icon. And the only difference is I still own my own buildings." On former chief strategist Steve Bannon, "That guy leaked more than the Titanic." On the First Lady, Trump said he doesn't understand why everyone says that hashtag free Melania, why everyone says it. He said she's actually having a great time. Toward the end of the comments, he had to come up with his favorite themes on the election. And he closed by saying, "I just want to say this. This is one of the best times I've had with the media. This might be the most fun I've had since watching your faces on election night." So obviously it was a fun night. And Trump showed people that, you know, he may get ticked off, but boy, he doesn't hold a grudge. And, you know, I think it's, and I wish we had more nights like that, but we don't. We just really don't. On all of yesterday morning's talk show hosts, there was extensive coverage. It was nice to get a little bit away from the Russian collaboration. But trust me, that's not over. Just like Hillary's questionable presidential run, that debate isn't over, although it was over a long time ago, and Trump actually won bigger than his taught. But he's just got to stop saying things like "the crowd out there for my inauguration was bigger than Obama's." You remember that? And they had pictures. I think he started to tone it down a little, and then what does he do? Yesterday or the day before, he goes over that. He goes after that idiot Alec Baldwin, who's an excellent actor and very funny. He's just an idiot. You know, some of these people, like Robert De Niro, and I mean, I can name a whole bunch of them because that's Hollywood. They're just flat-out idiots, but they have a real talent. And it's, you know, it's nice to be good-looking. It's nice to have ability. I don't know what these people would do otherwise. So I've been watching back and forth all of this this talk on tariffs and new tariffs and how they help our world standing or whether they don't. And Trump is leveraging new tariffs against the NAFTA agreement. And I listened carefully to both sides, and I came away with the conclusion that I'm going with Trump because of his business acumen and with the advice he's getting. But then I hear the other side. Ever have one of those debates? It's very bad for a talk show host to come on here and say it's very difficult. And then finally the difficulties cleared up, and I'm actually for what Trump is doing in spite of the injurious nature of what has transgressed here in terms of the stock market. And this isn't it, and futures are down again. This isn't, there's no way I believe this is the big collapse. Do I think it's coming? Yeah, I mean, it's come ever since the stock market was started. I just don't think this is the big collapse. It's a combination of interest rates, what Trump is saying, which ultimately I think will now prove right on tariffs, and the fact that we are flat out getting screwed by all these countries around the world in terms of the leverage and tariffs, and they can threaten to put tariffs on our goods like China has, like Russia has. No exemptions. Canada is furious. Mexico is furious. Canada, our friends. Oh, come on. I mean, they are, but you know, take a look at who's running that country, Pierre Trudeau, rather. Gary Trudeau, a leftist. You know, you get people get swayed by good looks and youth and personality, and this guy's got it, but it has to pertain to everybody. Now, Trump says if they equal, all he wants to do is equalize the playing field. And if they do that so the United States doesn't get nailed on everything that comes into this country. So he's going to be looking at putting on more tariffs. Now, the tariffs, and I'll probably have to extend this into, I will have to extend this into the next segment. It sounds bad, and from a perception of manufacturers here, I mean, it's they're thrilled. I mean, they just love the fact. But will it affect the lower income people in this country? And apparently it will. But here's the thing. Every policy that you institute, I don't care what it is, I'm not sure I can recall any that haven't worked this way, has some downside. And when you have a media like we have in this country, I mean, they just hop on the downside and just pepper away, pepper away, pepper away, till you begin to believe things that probably aren't true. And I'm going to pick this up in our next segment because there's a lot to talk about here. And then we'll continue on the show, and I'll let you make the decision as to whether Trump is a genius or a bird brain. This is Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414. 3414.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
All right, we're back. And Tim, my producer Tim, said, you want to mention anything about the Oscars? And I didn't watch one second of it. I never do. I can't stomach the people. I can't stomach what it's about. I don't even know how political. He didn't see it either, so, and I don't read about it. I don't really care. I just happened to see that the best picture was The Shape of Water, and I haven't seen it. There was one I wanted to see, and I may see now, but I don't attach anything to it. The only movie, and I don't watch movies like I used to. I watched Three Billboards, and I thought it was a terrific movie, and I'm happy to see there were a couple of awards on that. I haven't seen any of the others, so I can't come out here and say Three Billboards should have won the Oscar, but they were right up there. Well, that's a tremendous movie with Woody Harrelson, and I have to tell you that that guy is terrific. And if you want to see a really good movie. And I can't think of the name of the star who won the best award, but boy, she deserved it. So there you go. That's my comments on last night's show. As I say, I didn't watch one second. Every time I came to something on the red carpet, I just turned it away. The only question I would have, and I can't ask Tim because he didn't see it, was there any uproar against the new sexual harassment accusation, and that's Ryan Seacrest, and it would be a difficult situation for him to be in because, of course, Hollywood's jumping on the bandwagon here. And I'm not saying they should, but I bet you there are just tons of them out there that were hypocrites, of course, who are in. That's the climate out there. I mean, that's just the climate. And, I mean, I was out there when I was young and single several times. And the only thing I can tell you, I think the only thing I'd better tell you is that's the way it is out there. And if you're young and you're single, it can be a fabulous, if you're young and you're married too, what's the difference? Everything goes out there. And, just from a standpoint, I think I've completed that topic, but, talking about the tariffs and, you know, thinking back, well, it sounds good. And then you hear somebody else, well, it doesn't sound so good. And Frank, oh, my goodness, he was interviewed by Chris Wallace yesterday, the department of somebody, I can't even think of his name, which is not good. He had it was a kind of a fierce debate with Chris Wallace. And the one thing I respect Chris Wallace about, he's like his dad. Mike Wallace, he'll go after anybody, and even though he may have partisan feelings, doesn't matter. He'll attack the right just like he attacks the left. So for that reason, I have a lot of respect for Chris Wallace, and I just wish he'd let his guests talk more. But the pro argument here is that it's going to really reduce debt. And the other thing that it's going to do is it's going to get countries in line who are going to have to either decide to fight us with tariffs or to drop the tariffs. And I think several of them are going to. They're all all Trump wants to do is level the playing ground. We have been screwed and taken advantage of, mostly by China in recent years, which has elevated them into such power status. And every country, just about every country around the world, needs American goods and product. So aren't we in the driver's seat? You talk about consumption and business and the United States is still number one. You can say anything you want. China's zooming up there. There are threats out there, and some of them may be benign. Who knows, in 20 years, like India. And I don't think Russia is a strong economic threat. I do believe they're a strong military threat. But China is a huge, huge problem, and Trump decided he's had enough. And he talked about this pre-election as well. So he feels if he can get these countries to operate on an equal basis with us, it's going to help American industry and growth tremendously. And I don't see how it can't. The question is, how are these countries going to respond? And who else would have the guts to do it other than Donald Trump? He's got the guts. Now, on the other side, and the case has been made by Chuck Todd, that little twerp on Meet the Press or Meet the Depressed. It was made by Chris Wallace as well. What about the cost of the American consumer? It's going to be adding all these costs. Well, it turns out, for an example, it depends how you look at it. It can be a couple of billion dollars just on cans with aluminum, but it's a penny a can. So percentage-wise, it's nothing. And yet, if you multiply it out times the 88 billion cans we use a year, 88 billion, well, then you take that penny and you multiply it times that, and then you're into billions of dollars. So this is when you turn to statistics and other products as well. It's going to add a cost of, I think, $175 to every car produced, because we're not going to be getting the junk steel dumped on us by China, who just wants to get rid of us. Junk steel. And if we say no, we're going to use American, the United States steel, not the company. The question is, which side makes more sense? And the side that makes more sense to me is in concert with Donald Trump's entire theme of how to run this presidency. And that's it. Stop being on the short end of every deal and a sucker for everyone out there, whether it's giving them billions of dollars worth of funding. I mean, that one I'll never understand. I don't care about, I don't know, pick a country, Ghana, whether they need $10 million a year from us. It's not that I don't care about the people. I've always had the philosophy, and it'll never change till the day I die. People say, well, you don't have great human feelings. You see these poor kids in Iraq and Syria. We're not the cause of all of this. Those kids aren't suffering. It's tragic to look at. It's tragic to look at all the, you know, the animals. This is the one that really gets me, in cages who are begging to be adopted. That's the worst. Because, you know, a dog, a good dog will never turn on you. And I love dogs as much as anyone. I just don't want to do what I have to do to have one, which is take it out at 4 in the morning to do what it has. Those days are done. I've had 3 dogs. I do. I miss the companionship. Yeah, I really do miss it. So I think overall Trump is saying it's time to get tough, and you're not going to take advantage of us, and all we want to do is comply and operate on an even playing field. And you know what that'll do? That'll open all these barriers that have been closed, instead of saying, which sounds good, free trade. I want free trade. A break. More after the break.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, co-anchor of Nightline and author of a new book called 10% Happier. I just did a great interview with Sue Taylor, and it's amazing to have places in the media these days so dominated by short sound bites to be able to have long, interesting, intelligent, probing conversations with a smart interviewer. I'm glad I did it, and I definitely do it again.
Just chatting about the old days with Tim here, and I mean, I have lots of fun in my radio career, and some of it was predicated on the best laughs I've ever had. Well, the best laughs I've ever had doing radio, I've done it with a lot of people. I'm not going to run down the line here, but the best laughs I, by far, I've ever had in my life were with Rico Petrocelli, Red Sox Hall of Famer, ex-Red Sox great, and one of my great friends. And just, I just can't say enough, and I was just telling Tim about some of the good times we used to have on the air and some of the things that happened, and what a treasure. Rico, I enjoy yourself in Florida, and I can't wait for us and the wives to get together when you get back. And we've kept up our friendship, I'm happy to say. Hope Hicks. Now, I don't know Hope Hicks personally. I've been on this show saying I don't know Hope Hicks personally. I have heard from sources who know her that she's a wonderful person. She's also drop-dead beautiful. If you just take a look at her. I mean, it doesn't her at 29, it way advanced mentally, emotionally for her years. She is she's something special, and she proved it against all the lying scumbags in Washington. Oh my God, she has testimony for 9 hours, and then she quit and she left Trump. I'm sorry she left him, because there was no greater ally for Trump. But when you end up in court under testimony, and God knows how many people continue to lie, and you know, you can commit perjury, and I don't think she was in a real position. She was asked a question, and she gave an honest answer. And generally, I say it's best not to say anything in certain circumstances. However, she said, yeah, I did tell some white lies in behalf of the president. Nobody's ever lied. Nobody? A white lie? And she has gotten hammered to death by those. If I use the language, I mean, this would definitely be my last radio show. Those hypocrites, you know how you tell that if a politician is lying, Tim? Do you know how? If he's got his mouth, if he's talking, if he's got his mouth open. That's how you tell if a politician is lying. They are a dreadful group. And then you move way up near the top, and then you get some people whom you have a great deal of respect for. I've lost it for Jeff Sessions. I mean, every day I say, well, I have no idea what happened here. And, you know, people say, what was your favorite movie? Well, I mean, I didn't see a million movies. Mine was Three Billboards. I can't criticize the pictures that I haven't seen. But I can tell you who my favorite politician is. And it's Devin Nunes. And by the way, Schumer, it's pronounced Nunes, not Nunes. This guy, to me, is remarkable. You can read the guy's story. He grew up on a farm, and he switched to politics. Did anybody out there email me at stu@stutaylor.com? And I'm not on this show to promote radio or TV or any show, except to say you are missing something extra, extra special, way beyond the quality of what's on television. I mean, I'm talking people I love on TV, like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. They are not in the great ones category, Mark Levin. Michael Savage, not in the great, excellent. Not Mike Mark Levin. Mark Levin, the great one. He dresses, you know, neatly, but it's like nobody matched his colors. He's bald. He wears glasses. He's not the most attractive sight. Certainly clean cut. He's a brilliant constitutional lawyer. I would love it to see him in some administration. Oh, I'd love to see him in the Trump administration. If I were the president and had the ability to elect, I mean, I would have Mark Levin in there. He did an interview for an hour last night with Devin Nunes. It was phenomenal. And it was all on the many, many, many scandals that went on in the Hillary campaign. It goes back to Barack Obama. And it was pretty evident that both of them were conclusively felt that Barack Obama is the head of this criminal organization along with Hillary Clinton. We've been hearing it every day, every day, every day. Except to hear them come forth, Mark Levin with the questions and comments. I mean, positively brilliant. And Devin Nunes, I'm not sure I could, at least I can't recall being as impressed with anyone as much as I am with Devin Nunes. You know, as much, you know, how do you rank them? He's tremendous and calm and cool, and he has an instantaneous answer without notes to every question about this whole investigation and how he became the laughingstock of the Democrats, and he got suspended or something for 6 months. He's now back in the hunt, and there are a lot of people to thank out there, and we don't know what's going to happen, but I don't know the guy. I'd love to interview him. What he has done with the dossier and exposing it in the light of so much criticism, all I can say is God bless this guy. I hope they don't get to him. Yeah, you heard what I said. I hope they don't get to him. And I can't go through that hour except to say, I mean, it's pretty, you start getting into this discussion on McCabe and everybody involved in this massive conspiracy, which makes it 100 times bigger than Watergate. It's not even close. And where are the accusations going against Mike Flynn? I never liked Mike Flynn. I've said it on this show. I'm seeing a different side of this. Number one, I know that he was threatened and he had to confess. And probably he's going to ask to have that hearing reopened because he confessed under pressure. You know, you want to lose your family, you want to go to jail. I mean, think about it. You could say, oh, I'd never plead guilty. Really? You know, a lot of settlements that go on in legal claims go with someone rich against someone poor. And you either have to make the settlement or you can take a shot. Now, I have not been shy about talking about, I was in business many, many years and had one major lawsuit against me. And it was because I never went to my best friend who's a lawyer. I didn't want to bother him. He was so busy. And I wrote a perfect contract except for one ambiguous line. And it was basically I had purchased a huge movie poster that was supposed to be a bestseller, and the poster wasn't, the movie was. And I ended up getting sued because there was one ambiguous line, and I paid all the money that I paid out, and then I didn't order any more in the contract. It said it, but I can't remember the line. One of the lines stipulated that it didn't stipulate anything. One of the lines I looked at, I showed my, he said, why didn't you let me see? The contract is perfect. You one line. And I didn't, I had to go to New York to defend myself along with my, I don't think I was married with my beautiful wife now. And I think that is the only time I was ever nervous. I mean, really nervous in a business deal. And So what I did is I sat before, a lawyer's name was Sam Racer. And the company who wanted the money, and they said, well, you can have all of the product, and there won't be any charge. He says, I'm not taking it. It's dead. It's not worth it. And I had lawyers in New York. I mean, it was extremely uncomfortable. I'll never forget it. And finally, I figured this out. I took a deep breath. I got angry with myself, and I asked my attorneys to leave the room. They were kind of shocked. And I sat there, and I negotiated with their lawyer and the other. And see, I didn't want to go before a judge, even though I was right. You don't know what a liberal judge or a judge will do. I didn't know what the judge was going to do. I remember the claim was for, at the time it was, I think it was only, when I say only, it's nothing today. I think it was $188,000 that they were demanding I pay. And I ended up, I said to myself, come on, this is just another business deal. You're a negotiator. Thumbs up. Chin up. And I negotiated a settlement. I'll never forget it, for $21,000 for 1 year, $1,800 a month. And it was a great decision, because if I lost that case, $188,000, take the 21. I learned a lot. Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Lanny Davis doing an interview with Stu Taylor about my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective.
Talk about liberal left. Well, Trump's smarter than they are. It appears that he is. I want to refer to someone I have not met personally. I want to make that clear. Donnie Deutsch. I'd like to go out to dinner with Donnie Deutsch because he's such a jerk. And he's such a success. And sometimes it takes the ball to bounce in your direction. He's smart. He's a great advertising guy. I have a pretty darn good knowledge of advertising and marketing. I've talked on it to colleges. I mean, he knows his stuff. But he's a lucky liberal who ended up making a fortune. He's worth, I mean, I don't know how many scores of millions, maybe 100. I don't know. God bless him. And way back in the early 2000s, Donnie Deutsch and Wayne Allen Root were selected by, I think it was CNBC, to each have their own show. Now, let me tell you what happens. And when two singers come out, for example, at the same time, they have the same voice, one of them is going to make it, the other one isn't. I mean, they're not looking for clones, the entertainment business. And the singer I'm referring to, he's still performing, he's got to be over 80. One of the most magical voices you'd ever want to hear, that's Johnny Mathis. God bless him. I saw recently he appeared at Foxwoods. I didn't want to take the ride down there, but he's worth seeing. Now, there was a singer out, and I've said this on the show before. His name was Adam Wade. He had a voice that you could not tell whether it was Johnny Mathis or Adam Wade. Bottom line, there was no room for both of them. They chose Johnny Mathis. I had no idea what happened with Adam Wade. How can you go wrong with Johnny Mathis? This is much more self-serving on my part, and I don't intend it to be braggadocio. I have been on the networks a number of times, but I can remember when Rachel Maddow was, you know, Republican strategist versus Democrat strategist, and Fox News, I've been on Fox TV before and Fox Business Network. And they asked me if I would come on and debate Rachel Maddow. And I didn't hesitate a second, which I never will do if I'm offered something like that. I said, absolutely. They had a time and they had a date. And at that time, Rachel Maddow had, you know, she had been establishing herself on TV as a Democrat strategist. And I'd be lying if I tell you, if I told you I wasn't excited. I said to my wife, I said, you know, Rachel Maddow, she says, no, you said no. I said, I'm going on Fox to debate her. I was excited. The one thing I didn't like about the Republican versus Democrat, they all went by the talking points. They all started screaming at one another. I like to think that I wouldn't do that. I went, and I don't like to use the same cliches very often. You know, let's clean out the swamp. It's a nothing burger. They are there. I'm sure I do it once. But, you know, I don't think you hear me do that on that show. It's not a criticism. It's just I don't like using the same language, the same terminology all the time, like a lot of these people do. It's just a little idiosyncrasy. So they something came up, and they had to cancel it, and they never rescheduled it. So that's what happened. Newsweek magazine, I was supposed to be on the cover when it came to the Batman phenomena, because I was right in the middle of all of that. And instead, they replaced me with a Time Warner story. I got written up in the article. I swear, I'm looking at a picture right now as I'm talking here on radio. I have it right in front of me getting the picture that was going to be on the cover of Newsweek magazine. To this very day, it hurts. It hurts. Newsweek came up to my office and spent 3 hours taking photographs of me. And you think that? I know my sales manager got a little annoyed. I said, this is really tough. He said, look how hard we're working. And then I said, why am I even saying anything? I mean, it was tough posing for 3 hours. And, you know, someone tells you to smile. And it's not even that. You need, I'm good. I'm looking. I look great. You know, for me, I don't look as good as I don't look as good now as I did then. But I boom, bounce, and who knows? I felt that I had enough of a varied background. I go to my website and see it. And then I went on to other things. And as John Kelly says in the White House, he's not sure. He loved being the head of Homeland Security, and he's not sure why he ends up in a position now getting this kind of punishment, which was As funny as anything. I mean, how can anyone work for Donald Trump? So this happened with Donnie Deutsch, and you know who the other party was offered something on the network? A friend of mine, he's been on the show many times. You can Google him. He's really very impressive. He's a conservative. He writes a lot of conservative books. His name is Wayne Allen Root. He got actually his roots in the fact that he went to Columbia University and spent $1 million of his own money researching Barack Obama. They went to at the same time, and nobody has any record or anything of Barack Obama. I mean, he did obviously much research outside of it. He spent a ton of, I mean, months and months of researching Barack Obama. And I ask you because the show is at an end, and I'm not going to go down that road, but you just Google Wayne Allen Root. Why don't you Google in something like his opinion of Barack Obama? He's got it. He knows what Obama is. Most of the country, just half of the country, or whatever the amount is, rejects what Obama was and is. They reject what Hillary is. They rejected what Bill Clinton was, although in terms of politics, I'm looking at triangulation and a lot of things helping to get rid of welfare. Yeah, look at it when Obama came back. Clinton's much worse in certain respects, much better in others. But maybe I'll get to this, let me put this on the calendar perhaps. So tomorrow I'll start over on Donnie Deutsch and Wayne Allen Root. This is Stu Taylor. Have a great day.
The opinion. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.